Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Kind of got me frazzled there for a second.
Wow.
The Mevo did something weird.
Oh, okay.
But it's all good now. Happy Friday.
Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday. Did you do anything today?
Sleep.
Me too.
And the rain came. I ate some food from Jerusalem. Jerusalem themed food.
Good.
With the cigars.
Good
on.
For you. Good for you.
It's actually not bad.
Good for you. I trained, but I got a lot of rest. Better group tonight. Good group for Good Friday. It was good stuff. It's kind of cold again though.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a little chilly. Throw out the sweatshirt tomorrow.
You have anything you want to say about this Tom Coughlin thing, or can we put it to bed?
I mean, old people going to do old people stuff.
At my age, the mind starts playing tricks.
and young people are going to respond the way that they respond. And I just think...
What am I? Am I in the middle?
I think we're both in the middle. So I think...
True or false? Tom Coughlin, we got onto him last night. So I don't feel the need to, like, go hard about how inappropriate it was again, because I think we beat that.
Well, I think now it's worse.
But,
you know, I know the PR team is like, man, I wish Jalen wouldn't have responded. And Jalen responded, I believe, kind of tastefully, kind of making a little bit of fun of it. But, like, yo, I told you. Like, I told you, like, what I was doing.
No, what I was going to say, though, is this true or false? Coughlin, it's not right that he did it, so don't misunderstand me. But he said what every coach says behind closed doors. Every single coach hates when these guys don't show up. There's not an exception to that.
I think with voluntary, with a newborn, there's an exception. Like, he didn't spend any, like, again.
You think there's coaches that are perfectly fine with their teams not being
there? You know what? Or if they're not. Like, I take it differently. There's a guy, a local legend, which I'm shocked. Because, like, there's a local guy, Daniel Murphy, who missed opening day. Missed opening day.
For the birth of his kid?
Say that again, though. Again, Jalen did not spend any time with his newborn while he was playing, doing his obligation.
There's a little bit of difference.
Yeah, one's voluntary and one you're getting paid for.
No.
What is the
difference? Voluntary. What's the difference? One's the birth of a kid.
Voluntary. What's the definition of voluntary?
No, bro, you're picking out something different.
No,
I just said
there's
a difference in the birth and... How old is Jalen's kid?
Jalen's kid is a few months, didn't he?
Okay, so it's not the exact same thing.
But you don't spend any, they haven't gone through that. You don't spend any time with your family when you're in football.
He's been out of football since December.
Yeah, so you spend as much.
It's late April.
You spend as much time as you can because once you commit to the team, which he has, when it's his obligation, he's committed to the team.
I'm not disagreeing with you on him being here or not being here. I'm just saying, there's a big difference in the birth of a child and a child that's...
But what I'm saying is that when we talk about... Like, again, I think Daniel Murphy did was great. I think if this was a no, I just don't want to show up. I think if you're doing something for your child, nah, man. It's pick and choosing your battles. Like, when Jalen put that out there, that's when everybody... I know for a fact the PR team had to be like, damn.
Oh, I don't.
We look like asses with this.
Who's the guy that originally tweeted? Is that his agent?
Oh yeah. Now what his agent did, that was agent speak, and David is he has two guys that represent him, but that guy is like a fast rising agent, and people like him or dislike him, and there's some other things going on, but like it's again all of this was just posturing, and again the biggest thing that we talked about yesterday was that wasn't the time to address it anyway, and. Professionalism should have taken precedent. And I put more on the old guy that's been doing it for
years. Oh, no doubt. I want to make sure that I'm sincere in my intentions here. This is 100% on Tom Coughlin. It's blown up into this huge freaking story.
It would have never been a story had Tom Coughlin not said anything.
Well, I understand that, but that's like saying it had never been a story if Leonard Fournette would have had a valid driver's license.
No, true.
At some point, it's just like, this is silly.
That wasn't even a national story, though. Like,
that's been a
national story for 2 days. It's still leading ESPN.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. Like, I actually told someone, I was like, dang, man, this is odd. And the cool thing is like for all of the reasons why Tom Coughlin was saying leadership, building bonds with your teammate, all his teammates supported his decision. So like all the things that you, all the things you were worried about, you like it's. And another thing too is Denny. Both of us know we talk to those guys, like so we already know what they feel about it. Mm-hmm. Like so, I mean, we're not going like so. It's other stuff like other things doing like for whatever reason, people they vibe with you because you're their boss. But they also don't vibe with you because you're a little bit ornery. So why would you do something else to make people like, I mean, I know you don't care.
I got to believe, is it wrong on me? Am I giving him too much credit? I got to believe there was a reason he did it. I got to believe, yeah. I got to believe at the end of the day, like it was so inappropriate at the venue that there's a reason he took that opportunity to say that. I got to believe that.
I mean, that's having a hope. I just believe it's a power trip thing. He did the one thing I always talked about with Tom Coughlin, when everybody was like, we need this hard-nosed guy, and he's won Super Bowls. And I always remind people, he didn't win the Super Bowls with the hard-nosed approach. He won the Super Bowl backing off a little bit because the players bucked up against him.
Well, I think he was still hard-nosed, just not as
hard-nosed. Yeah. Like
I think it's what we needed, though, coming off of Gus.
Without a doubt, is you – we talk about it with coaching all the time. Go over hard in the beginning and adjust. Like, it's okay to adjust. I think that my biggest thing with all of this is that it's undue attention to the NFLPA, and you could get fined because of what you're saying, because it's not – like, you're trying to bully somebody. Like, it's a reason – like you said, the reason why he did it, he's trying to apply pressure through the media. But you can't do that.
I will say this. I'm not going to give the name, but you and I had a conversation 2 summers ago when Coughlin first got here with a player.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to come on the show? And his exact quote was, "Nah, man, I ain't coming on that show because what I got to say about what they're doing during camp and how many rules they're breaking with the NFLPA, I don't want to get fined."
Right, or getting or blackballed, essentially. Worse than fined. I mean, the fine, he can pay it.
Right.
It was more so I don't want to do anything, so when now I give them any half a reason to get rid of me, they get rid of me.
Right, and that was like that's exactly what he told us, not exact quote, but I'm paraphrasing it. But it wasn't like a, nah, man, I got to get out of here. It wasn't anything like that. That was the reason why he didn't come on our show on a day when we had a bunch of them on our show. So, I mean, I think everybody knows the history. I don't know. I was shocked today when I saw just how big of a story this is. And it's like, it's almost frustrating to me. This is the story? Like,
slow news day. And you make the story, geez, can be broken up into all kind of things. Is the little subtle breaking of the NFLPA, people telling players that, hey, you signed a contract, you need to oblige to the contract, but when the owners or the NFL teams don't do the contracts, it's okay. Now, in the other side of what I was more shocked for anything, which I think isn't necessarily a good look, I know they don't care, is how many fans were actually like, yo, Tom, you're wrong. Team Jalen. I stand behind Jalen. And then that, but then also talking to some guys who've played, like Rick brought it up, there's some guys who are like, yeah, it doesn't matter. There's some guys like, yeah, he should have showed up.
Oh, yeah. And
like,
I don't, and there's not a wrong opinion on that. I don't think. I mean, I don't think nobody's saying he doesn't have the right not to show up. I think the argument is, should he or should he not? That whatever you believe in that, you're not wrong. Like, I don't think. I mean, personally, but it's just, it hadn't even gotten to that. It's turned into a Coughlin versus the players type of conversation, and I just hate it's gotten to that.
Well, I mean, what people just saw was a glimpse of what was going on behind the scenes anyway. And again, there's for that reason and that reason alone, the only person to blame for it becoming Coughlin against the players is Coughlin. Because it wouldn't have been, nobody would have known, and nobody would have even, we talked about.
We wouldn't have known.
Like, yeah, I mean.
The people wouldn't have known.
Yeah, the people wouldn't have known. But my thing is, it's just like, Coughlin's done how many State of the Unions before?
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't the time for it.
Do you think that he was thinking, if I say this, like, Ramsey's going to react and come here?
He can't
have thought that.
No, he didn't. No.
Which is why I don't believe there was a, I think it was just he felt He had something on his chest.
He wanted to get it out in the media.
He wanted to get out. Like, I don't believe there was any kind of plan to it, which reminds me a lot of the front office.
I'm going to say this, and people are going to be like, there's going to be people that agree, and there's some people that way disagree. This whole state of the Jags thing is awkward when your team sucks. Because it really is all about what we're doing for you, Jacksonville, for you people of Jacksonville to keep the team here. Well, all of us that care anything about football are all sitting there going, just win. Just freaking win. And I don't care if you have this dog and pony show. Like, there's people that build buildings without having a press conference about it. You know what I mean? It's just, well, it's kind of an awkward thing, and I get.
It's that politicized. There are politicians who will go off here with this information and hope to have meetings with other business people to try to draw stuff. Come to Jacksonville because here's a lot, J renderings, and here's this, and here's what we're going to be and where we're progressing, and blah, blah, blah.
But just win. Okay.
But the biggest thing is if you win.
That's what I want. I want, we should have two State of the Jaguar addresses. One, like they do. I can see the benefit of it. Two, all about the state of the Jaguar team. Like, hey, y'all want accountability? Let Dave Caldwell get up there and tell us exactly what his role is. So we know, Dave, should you be here or is this on Coughlin? Like, Caldwell can't really escape the fact that he's kind of stunk it up before Coughlin got here. But that's, like, if you want to do that, do that. I think Coughlin got up there yesterday and it was one of those things where, okay, they're going to give me a microphone. I don't give a crap what buildings you build. Because in Coughlin's mind, to be fair, he's here for one reason, that's to win a Super Bowl. He doesn't need the money. He don't care anything about any of this stuff that they were talking about yesterday. He's here to win a Super Bowl. And in his mind, he believes that the easiest way to a Super Bowl is to have 100% participation. That's what he believes. It's just a wrong situation to bring it up in.
Right. Like I said, it's just – it's time and place, and I do agree with you. I do believe it was the two guys. I don't want to single one guy out and all that stuff.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, with Coughlin. Wow, but this is the only thing I hate about radio when people pick and choose the thing. Like 548, you don't understand what I said. Like, it's about politicians go to talk. So you say, Jed James is right. It's about politics of the state of the team. No point to announce to football fans that you're making more jobs to downtown. Like, you realize there was a room full of politicians in there whose job is to bring more jobs to downtown. So that's the politics.
Don't you think it's kind of weird, like, though, when they could have just an internal meeting with those same guys? And they just
– they could, but then streaming it, a lot of people watched it on the stream. It's supposed to be a rah-rah. This is – like, what I wanted to know, like,
you
as
got
a
out
small
of it?
Well – when you lose, it's not rah, rah, rah. But as a guy who has a small business and wants to know about the potential to bring more people into town, like, that kind of did excite me. I mean, it piqued my interest a little bit.
I got you.
So just a little bit.
I got you. Oh, man. By the way, two completely different opinions on my side on Jalen and Telvin. We've talked about it before. There's zero excuses for Telvin in my mind.
No, I get you. I understand that.
Jalen?
I just think there's this big keyword, and I think it's just kind of blown up. It's in their contract. Like, people say players don't hold out because it's, you know, stick to your contract.
What is he?
Voluntary is in your contract. So, like, just stick to your contract. Like, it's your right. But I also believe in my – just from a football standpoint, like I said before, I've never seen a situation where there's been 100% participation. Most teams, even with Saban and Bama.
You don't think there's an NFL team right now that's got 100%?
No. Not 100%. Not right now. Like, when the other stuff
right
comes
now.
In,
yeah,
like, it
right
would
now.
Be 100%. When it's really time to, like, be, all right. And the only people who don't do it are the ones who are holding out for other stuff like that.
What is 553 trying to say? Why are you going all caps? Why are you screaming at us? He says, okay, so all we want from them is to win. But then when they win, players say that management don't win games, and if players get called out then management is wrong. What is it? I don't. I'd love to address it, but I don't understand what you're saying.
If you can maybe send a follow-up text.
I got time to take this call, JJ. All right. Nick, what's up?
Hey, this is kind of what Tom Coughlin did is known in the business as a microaggression. You guys ever heard of that term before?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a microaggression. It's basically a subtle insult that is based on a racial or cultural misunderstanding. And when we saw the same thing with the coach and the basketball team in the Final Four of Michigan, I don't remember where it was, dressing down.
Are we supposed to act like this isn't Mark?
I know. Yeah. Why are you giving us different names?
Dude, come on, bro.
You know, I guess you could use a different way to look at it. It's just bad optics. You know what I mean? And
are you even listening to us?
Why are you giving us different names?
What do you think? We're stupid, bro? And of course you come with some racial stuff. Like, that's not the way to hide it.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, JJ.
Well, I mean, that's what he's known for. That's what he's known for.
Microaggression. I would say, to me, to be honest with you, it wasn't even micro.
I would like to hear that. Now, I hung up because you can't be calling in here with different names.
Just call us back as
we
Mark.
We like you, Mark. Just like, you,
yeah, we're not going to block
we,
you.
We want to know just why would you do that under a different name?
And would you think we wouldn't know? Like, we, come on, bro.
Let's take a break on that.
Yes.
I want to talk about, because this time next week, it'll be the draft. It'll be second and third rounds. Let's get into what's going to happen. Mock? Well, let's just talk about second and third as far as where could they go. Well, they got two third rounders, right? And then I'll get to the Duval Ford text line as well. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
ABC, that's what you got to do. ABC and chill. The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits.
I was over there today.
I saw that.
Got
I completely could have come to it. I completely forgot.
Yeah, man. I had some wine for Easter.
Wine?
Yeah, we did a cigar and wine pairing for Jesus.
Okay.
First miracle. So it was a port, I think we drank. And it was I don't like fruity drinks or sweet things, but like I guess if I'm gonna go with wine, I gotta take baby steps to wine.
So when I worked for the company that I worked for out of San Francisco, we went out there and me and Angie and three other couples rented a limo and we went to Napa. And apparently I had too much to drink because apparently I subscribed to every single monthly wine delivery service that was in Napa. It's like I got home and I kept getting these wine bottles and I'm like, what the heck? And then I got my credit card bill and I'm like, oh, dear. Some good stuff, though. I went through like a wine phase, but not really. I couldn't tell you anything about it. It's just, it tastes good. Some of it.
Yeah, that one was good. That one was like chilled. It tastes like juice.
Juice.
Right, but the way he broke it down,
Gwaltney knows wine,
huh?
Gwaltney knows about wine.
Yeah, well, you know they have at ABC, like they have real like wine experts. So when you're hanging around a whole bunch of people who know wine, but he told me about this one. So he was like, "You'll like this because it's like infused with," I think he said, "brandy," and it has a higher alcohol volume. I said, "So I can go buy wine like I buy craft beer."
Based on that?
Just be like, APV? Based on, I want that. You said BPV?
A.
Oh, I'm about to say based on what it does to my BPV.
Just make sure you get to ABC or go to thehumidor.com. Buy your cigars from there. Type in Sports Den as you leave, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. Thehumidor.com. We need you to tell all your friends about that. All of them. Tweet it out. Thehumidor.com.
Had somebody make a payment today. I mean, not payment. They bought
some cigars. So they make a payment? They're on a payment plan for cigars?
You may have I told them they need to do a monthly service.
That actually, yeah. Yeah.
Like razors, how they send them to your house?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why would you lie to us?
Man, it's a long story. I mean, I mean, how long do I have?
No, you don't have very long. I just want to know, I thought we were all tighter than that, Mark. I thought we had bonded.
We are, man. I love you guys.
Called right back.
I would give y'all if y'all were here, I'd give you a full frontal hug right now. I mean, full frontal, dude. That's how much I love you guys. I mean, I'm not afraid of looking gay because I like you guys that much or love you guys that much. All right?
All right.
Are we good? Mark, you can't say that, Mark. Like that
what,
word.
What don't even go there. Yeah, just move on. All right. Okay, all right. Yeah. What you got?
Can I do a 8 o'clock or is it too?
No, it's too early. Yeah, too early.
Come on, man.
No, because we can't have an hour and a half. 8 o'clock.
I'm the Jalen Ramsey of callers. I'm the Jalen Ramsey of callers. I should get my way.
No, you're getting your way. Right, you got back on after lying to us,
Mark. You got to come on. Let's go. Give us what you got, Mark.
All right, the coating on Xanaxes wears off really fast, and I hate the coating on Xanaxes. Xanax can't come
Mark,
back.
Are you seriously giving us 8 o'clock right now?
I think so. Just it only take a second, dude. It'll make me feel better. I'll sleep better. Isn't that important to you? You said.
All right,
hurry up
with this.
Okay, the coating on Xanaxes wears off really fast in the Florida humidity, and the thing will wear away to nothing within 14, 15 days. So if you don't take it real fast, it'll wear out on you, just kind of fall apart. And Xanax can't come back and say, oh, well, it's impossible to fix this, because Ativans, which are almost the same thing, have this.
I got to hang up. Sorry, Mark. Sorry. I can't make this a show about Xanax. What do we do?
Go on. We just got to keep talking.
Just act like it didn't happen. So. He never gave a reason for why he lied about his
name. No, I didn't want it. I don't want to know it because it's not going to help. It's not. I have trust issues already in my life. I don't need trust issues. Callers.
Yeah, we only have two on a regular basis that call every night. So if you're one of those guys, don't lie about your name because we know your voice.
Text line's happy with me that I hung up. Yeah. All right. Draft next week. So nobody really knows what's going to happen in the first round. I'm convinced of that, like with the Jags. Because now, for the longest time, we heard Juwan Taylor. They're our biggest, like, every year we seem to have a big flag that we can plant about it. I told you so, right? Our biggest one this year is Ed Oliver. We're telling you guys this dude's going to spring up the board. And now I'm seeing him, like, he may even get to the Jags. So I don't know what they do at 7, but I think we can all agree that they've got bigger needs than what they're going to fill at 7, or more needs than what they can fill at 7. So rounds 2 and 3 become, like, critically important. What I hope they do at 7 is they get us more picks in round 2 and 3. I hope we get a trade back and get a couple more because there's a lot of value in those rounds.
I agree.
That's where I hope they get their tight end. That's where I hope they get their offensive lineman. I hope they draft to the strength in round 1, which is defense. Devin White, Ed Oliver. Those are my two that I'm coming down on. Those are the two I want, unless Quinnen Williams falls through. But Devin White, Ed Oliver, in that order. In round 3, what positions would you like to see him go?
Rounds 2 and 3.
They got 3 picks.
Tight end. If there's a wide receiver, that's a burner. And just because I want Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
Sure, get an offensive lineman. There's got to be a right
tackle.
You're
with me on the defense for round 1.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a right tackle there. Or the only suggestion I would have is if you don't get – well, I know they're not going to go for a linebacker. Like, so Bush, Devin Bush should be – no, Devin's the dad. No, anyways, Bush should be there from Michigan, and I would like to see if he's there in the second round, get him. And now
you think he'll be there in the second round?
That's what a lot of them – well, I haven't looked at a mock lately. With him going first round,
right?
Most of them have him going in the second round.
I didn't even think that was a possibility. I'll go with you on that. The problem then is you have to have somebody at right tackle.
Well, I mean, all the talk last year was the kid from NC State was supposed to be a high value guy that should be able to go into where Parnell was at. But I mean, if you can get a right tackle in the second round.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want. I want right tackle second round.
Or one of these high-rated left tackles will fall.
And then moved Cam.
And moved Cam. That's how we got Cam. Cam fell to the second round, picked him up. Everything was great.
Some way, shape, or form, I want tight end and offensive line. And then I guess I don't see. I don't even really know. You hear so little about the receivers this year. I mean, if you can get if in the third round you can get Deebo Samuel.
I think I was gonna say I think Deebo will be available.
Or Paris Campbell. You know what I mean?
I'll take Paris.
Yeah, if you can go third round and get Deebo or Paris Campbell or Riley Ridley. And I'm just saying those names because those are names I know. There's other people ranked higher that I don't know who that is. Hakeem Butler, I've heard amazing things about, the kid from Iowa State.
Yeah.
Miko Hardman from Georgia. Like, these are guys I wouldn't be mad if they got with the second, third-round pick. So if you went Ed Oliver, and then you went right tackle, and then you went tight end, and then you went Deebo Samuel. Or Deebo Samuel and then the tight end. However you want to do it. You address your needs. I do agree with what Dave Gettleman said from the GM for the Giants today, though. When they asked him about picking a quarterback, he said, every time that you don't draft best available player, you draft what you need, you get burned. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I got to take some of these calls, don't I? I've got, like, I'm scared to take calls now. Like, I'm legit scared to. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
I just wanted to get into this. I know you're on the tail end of the Coughlin conversation. I just wanted to add a little something before I get my weekend started. And I'll let y'all know about the Daytona trip.
Yeah, man. I'm pulling for you.
Me personally, I kind of agree with y'all on the Telvis Smith part. Yeah, he needs to be there. But at the same time, Coughlin needs to be careful with this publicizing because he's more known as the guy who re-signed Blake Bortles than the guy who was responsible for the 2017 team that he's constructed at this point in his Jaguar tenure. And I noticed certain words that he used in his dialogue that included selfishness and stuff like that. And I thought about the word self. But you can incorporate that when he was willing to put his gloves on to justify his mistake that he made re-signing the quarterback. And it gives a sense of self-arrogance to put that out there, knowing that it was a mistake. You know, you're the guy who passed – you're the one who chose Taven Bryan. You're the one who passed up on these other quarterbacks to re-sign a guy that you had a bench for Cody Kessler.
No, you're dead on, Chris. I mean, you're dead on. Yeah. It's accountability.
Yeah, and then just like Doug Marrone, we always say start from the head up. But for this guy to have so much of a loss of control on the team, you could basically say he lost the team, but you're willing to re-sign the coach that lost the team.
That's the only thing that you said, Chris, and thanks for the call, that I disagree with. I don't think Doug Marrone has lost the team. I think the players like Doug Marrone. I think it's more the Tom Coughlin thing. Personally. I mean, do you get the sense that Doug Marrone?
Not at this moment right now.
I don't either. Let me grab John first. Okay. John, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's John from Orange Park. I only had one thing to say. I'm not into the three words he used when he called them lazy, selfish, and sensitive. I understand what he was trying to say, but those three words are the only thing I don't like. I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. That's definitely fair. What does that say? The next caller?
What do you mean? His name or what he wants to talk about?
Never mind. I see it now. Palmer, what's up?
Hey, I had a question for you guys, Denny and James. Denny, I know you worked with him a lot. James, I know you've seen him. Do you guys think that Jeff Sims is going to move up in the rankings as far as quarterbacks go for the next incoming classes?
All right. Thanks, Palmer. Wow, that came out of nowhere.
Very.
Telvin Smith, Jalen Ramsey, Tom Coughlin, Jeff Sims. I don't even know what he's ranked. I've trained the kid. I have no idea what he's ranked.
He's a three-star.
Then
he
yes.
hasn't made the.
Then yes, he will.
Yeah, he hasn't made the climb. Like
he's a four-star kid. He'll end up a four-star kid. It works every time. Every time the Elite 11 comes about, he's already been invited. He'll be a four-star kid. He'll be top 25 in his class of quarterbacks. I don't know where he's at now overall. So yeah, that answers your question. Hopefully. Again, it's going all over the place, man. All over the place. I was talking about draft, and now we're back to Tom Coughlin, and then I go to Jeff Sims. What the hell's going on here, JJ? Hey, what?
You didn't have to take the call. I put exactly what you want to talk about.
I know.
He's ranked.
Paul wants to keep it on.
He's a four-star with 247. He's just a three-star in the composite. He's the eighth-ranked pro-style quarterback with 247.
I feel like I'm playing roulette with phone calls. Let's see what Paul's got. Paul, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, you know, what he said was strongly worded, but the gist of it, I don't necessarily disagree with. You know, you won five games last year, and I know injuries to the O-line and everything, and you can't discount what they did 2 years ago getting almost to the Super Bowl, but if you take collectively where this franchise has been in the last 10 years, we need all hands on deck, and we need everybody, quote-unquote, you know, showing grit, adopting grit, getting better, putting in the work. And it's a bad look to me when you're superstars, when your good players aren't showing up for the voluntary stuff. I get they don't have to, but...
Hey, Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair or would be fair if somebody held his feet to the fire and made him answer questions on why he's made the mistakes he's made?
Absolutely, it would be fair.
So do you think that, and this is the only thing that, because there's some I agree with you on and there's some I agree with everybody else on. Like, I'm in between. But here's the only thing, is I want to hear Tom Coughlin get up at that address yesterday and tell me all the things he messed up. I want to hear him get up at that address and tell me, you know what, we didn't win because I made the decision to re-sign Blake Bortles. I want to hear Tom Coughlin tell me why we won five games last year and why it's going to be different moving forward. I don't want to hear Tom Coughlin getting up there blaming other people.
I actually don't want to hear him say that then, but he's had opportunities where he's been directly asked that question, and what he did was he deflected.
Yeah.
And that's not – you have an obligation, you have a responsibility, and you have professional – and you, as the vice president in charge of football – to make sure that you own up to the mistakes, just like you have an obligation and responsibility to hold your players accountable. The only difference is nobody has – like, you're passing the buck as opposed to accepting it, which I expect an older leader who's been to the promised land to do before. You do what you expect others to do when you're in that role.
Because I don't think most people's issue is what his opinion is on the deal. I think it's the way he said it and that he said it out loud. That's against the rules. I think that's the issue. I think more people than what we – I think it's not 50-50. I think the majority of people are on the player side on this. But I think there's plenty of people who are on Coughlin's side as far as the thought process goes. But that's not – unless I'm wrong, that's not what anybody's griping about, is the thought process. Good gosh, did we open the floodgates? What?
Everybody got an opinion about this.
Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? First and foremost, I appreciate you guys always watching our podcast, Performance Enhanced Jagsaw. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, for sure. So, Denny and Jay, I got a question for you, man. Who's going to start, James, who's going to start holding Tom accountable for what comes out of his mouth? Okay, because what it seems like, and this is my opinion, I told the boys on Wednesday on the show, how Shad Khan is Tom's boss. But apparently, Tom can say whatever he wants, and it doesn't affect anybody. But if somebody jumps out of line, such as not showing up to voluntary OTAs, then there's a problem. I just don't think that there's any accountability for him. It's almost like, you know, they use the term the Godfather, and it's all like cliche. But, like, really, it's almost because he has two rings as a head coach. He can do whatever he wants. I think that you're exactly right. When is he going to stand up and say, yeah, I screwed up and signed Blake for an extension and we overpaid him and that's why we lost? You know,
I think those are two different things, though, Steve. I think – because I do think there's accountability at the end of the day, whereas if they have another year where they go 5-11, there will be accountability handed down. He'll be fired and they'll start all over again. he'll be fired. Marone will be fired. Caldwell will be fired. Everybody will be fired if they're 5-11 again. So I think that's the accountability. I think those are two different buckets.
I tell you who will hold him accountable, and I don't think it will. I hope it doesn't. But the only way it will affect Shad Khan is if it affects his pockets. And if the NFL comes in and they fine him for the things that he said, or they get caught doing things, then that will be what happened.
Well, at the end of the day, you know who ultimately holds him accountable? Jalen Ramsey. Is if Jalen Ramsey goes to free agency and says, "Nah, I'm good. I'm good. If y'all want me to stay here, that comment over there costs you another $5 million."
The problem is that's potentially 3 years away. They're gonna tag him twice.
But when they tag him, you know what he's gonna do?
Not
and
show
what
up.
We're gonna be talking about on sports radio.
Hold out.
Like, he'll show up right when he needs to show up, and he'll be in shape, and he'll do his job. And you know, it'll be good for radio.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I don't want that to happen because I don't even want to come into radio if that's.
The situation. And the problem is that a bunch of other guys who know him in the league, like, hey, our guy doesn't say that. Stay in Nashville. Come up to Washington. Come play with me on the West Coast. Come play with me here.
All dudes that spend time griping about their system too.
Well, Landon Collins just left the system.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. What you got? Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, this is voluntary for anybody to be in practice right now. So I don't know why everybody is so upset about the quarterback not wanting to go to practice. I mean, I'm sure he's working out. You know, doing what he needs to do. It's voluntary. And another thing, I think eventually Tom's going to say something where he's going to put his foot in his mouth. And people are going to get tired of how he negates the some of these players, okay? It's voluntary. You don't have to be there, okay? I give Tom maybe 2 years, and he's going to be out of here. I'd like to see what y'all got to say. Thanks.
Yeah, here's the thing. Nobody's griping about Jalen not being here. I don't think. If you're griping, if you are legit been out of shape about Jalen not being here, let us know. Hit us up on the Duval 4 text line. I think Jalen is friendly fire in this Tom Coughlin comment. Jalen shouldn't even be a part of this.
So you're saying Tom, so what you're saying is Tom Coughlin is passive aggressive. Instead of actually addressing who he had the issue with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's not what I want. The Godfather's not passive aggressive.
You don't want anything to Godfather. Lost you. It doesn't matter what he does.
What I'm saying is the Godfather wants to call a hit. The Godfather calls the hit.
I know you, though. So I know you at this point pretty well. And no, it doesn't matter what Coughlin does. You're not going to go back Team Coughlin.
Not at all. If these guys bring it in and somehow manage to – make the playoffs with this roster, I believe you get the credit. To the victor goes the spoils. But I also believe when your team goes the record that we had, you get just as much credit for that as anybody else.
See, this is the part that low-key angers me. It's comments like this, 237. Bunch of whiny word I can't say on radio. It was just words.
Wussies.
Yeah.
That's why we have a dump. Okay. Words is why we have a dump.
But here's the reason. Here's what I'm going to ask you, 237. And this is how silly that comment is. Which side are you talking about? I don't even know what side you're talking about. You talking about what a bunch of whiny players? Or are you talking about what a bunch of whiny coaches? Because that can be said about either one of them. Like, I mean, why was Coughlin whining?
I know this right now. I want the per diem. Can I go in Jalen's? I need to work out. Can I go in Jalen's place and get his per diem?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The other part, like, these guys know each other. They like each other for the most part. You know, you don't like everybody you work with, but Calais is there, who is considered one of the leader.
The vet. The wily vet.
So what do people really believe is accomplished in these next few weeks? Like that they think like Jalen or Telvin or whoever would just be that far behind. Like you can watch film. You can watch you're going to watch film. You're going to do that.
I don't think it's a far behind thing. I think it's the notion and it's the maybe fairy tale of chemistry and team.
Oh yeah, that's not happening, right? Chemistry really happens during camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it is. I think it's this. We talk about it all the time about how bad locker rooms get way overblown. Good locker rooms aren't praised enough. Good locker rooms come about when success happens.
Right.
Right. Bad locker rooms are still professionals. Like it's this fairy tale of these guys get in there, and people think that they go to work and they work out and then they all leave together and they all go bowling or they all go play Adventure Landing putt putter, and that's not what it is at all.
It's no different than your job. There are people at your job that you like and that you want to hang out with. There's people that you would be okay if you never saw that person again.
Right.
There's guys that.
But y'all all get your job done.
There's guys that you don't even know are on the team. Mm-hmm. See, Jeremy Parnell with all the tight ends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, part of it, and then I just haven't done it. This is one of the few times. Whatever. I think we've talked too much about this.
Yeah, we got a break. We've got a ton on the Duval Ford text line, and I don't want to ignore these.
Y'all getting after it on Good Friday.
Yeah. So I'm going to get to those when we get back. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
I wanted to get into some draft talk, but daggum, you people won't let me live this thing down. I mean, with Duval Ford text line blowing up with opinions right now, which I love. Wow, some of these are... Okay, 874, here we go. I'm just going to read them, JJ. If you feel the need to dump, then dump, all right? A74, Jalen's a great player, but he is not in any way a leader. Jalen is all about Jalen. He's 2 years away from free agency. I hope the Jags pick up his option next year and franchising for the next two. This is big boy football, young man. The problem is that none of his teammates will step in. Where's Campbell? Ray Lewis would have stabbed that punk by now.
Had his driver do it.
Right, allegedly. 5'6", it's crazy to think about Paz's retirement. Telvin had big shoes to fill and failed. This offseason is a testament to that. Telvin and Paz played two different positions. I'm going to assume you're talking about from a leadership. Because technically Miles Jack filled Paz's role. 237, yours came in a little bit weird, but I'm going to try here. Tom says something that hurt somebody's feelings. Suck it up, Buttercup. He didn't name anyone. If it hit you in the feelings, then maybe you got a guilty conscience. He literally said the two people who weren't there. There's only two people not there. So it's not really hard to figure that one out, 237. 703, Telvin is a team leader, so he should be setting an example, but he doesn't have to be there if he doesn't want to be there. 343, fans shouldn't feel more invested in the team than guys getting paid hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. I'm just going to read them. No, I'm not.
I think that one is worth addressing.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize that fans were like, this is dope if they are. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know they had open OTAs where like fans are like going out and they're running routes, like they're lifting weights and they're like going, they're getting after it.
Well, that's not their job.
When you're saying they're invested, like what's the investment?
I think he means the emotional investment in the team. Like
so, but I guess you have to describe and like what about not going to this voluntary workout? Like at least A74 gave a better description of his belief about what he thinks Jalen and maybe Telvin too, maybe not is, but like when you say you're more invested, like I have to like how.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I guarantee the guy was crying because they were losing his freshman year. I'm not freshman, his rookie year. None of these guys aren't coming to the big things. I mean,
Telvin's been an emotional leader throughout his. I mean, you can question like leadership off the field, I think, from Telvin. But like in this scenario, you can question that. That's cool.
Yeah, he's not there. I mean, that's fair enough.
But on the field, he's dialed, and he just didn't play well.
Now, funny thing about Ray Lewis, because like a lot of people bring up things that they don't really know about. Guess where Ray Lewis worked out before things were mandatory? Do you know where he went every year?
Miami.
Yeah.
So did Leon.
So Ray Lewis did literally what and lived his best life. Mm-hmm. Like you can go look up the Ray. Actually, go watch like some of the Ray Lewis documentaries where he's on the beach and. Got women around him and doing a whole bunch of, like, in his time, spare time. What is it? Which is his right?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to go through all this, all the rest of these. If the Jags go 11-5 and two rounds deep, then this is a non-issue. If the only way this ever comes up again is if the Jags suck again, and some of you guys hold the bitterness in your heart for this. But if they win, then we can assume that everybody did right. Tom Brady did not show up last year to OTAs.
Or Gronk.
Gronk was hurt.
But they have rehab.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm apples to apples here is all I'm saying. Let's see. Doesn't bother me. 703 says, doesn't bother me if they aren't there to show up for camp. Now that is one I will say I get very irritated with. I think I'm half and half pro player. I think I'm pretty balanced. When these guys who are under contract, regardless of what they believe about their contract, skip out on camp, I get very irritated with that.
How about when Le'Veon sits out an entire season?
I hate it. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever. Yeah, I hate it. So while I will take up for Telvin and Jalen, specifically Jalen in this, like that Le'Veon Bell thing, I think is a joke.
Le'Veon did it. Because of the he was mad about the contract situation in a franchise.
I still think it's a joke.
I don't think the franchise tag should exist. Because is like the one thing you can do, I guess, is to be like, hey, if you want to franchise me again, I'm just not going to play.
I think if they called it something else, players would love it. I think it's actually not a bad thing.
Doesn't like let him go into the market, though.
It's the biggest guaranteed money they'll ever get in
a year.
Yeah,
but a lot of these guys would love to go on the free market, get a couple years more.
Look at Kirk Cousins' pay history. Worked out perfectly for him. Look at Le'Veon Bell's new deal.
The other part of it is, too, if I'm going to get hurt, I get hurt on my own time. If I get hurt before that, I don't get to see a dime of that money. It's a risk.
It's so easy to get hurt.
528 says Coughlin also admitted he made a mistake in that speech. He said they upgraded the quarterback position with Nick Foles. That's you say by him saying they upgraded the quarterback position with Nick Foles. I just want to be clear, 528. You're saying that's him admitting that he made a mistake?
No, that's him saying what they did this year. That's not him saying like we were bad.
He was on this radio station and asked that question, like James said earlier, to his face about Blake and the extension, and refused to answer it. So no, he didn't take responsibility for that. Sorry.
343 says, as a fan, as a guy who could never play professional sports due to being an average Joe, it's hard to stomach the idea that these guys don't eat, breathe, sleep, live, and die football, and these guys haven't won anything. They haven't earned the right to skip voluntary stuff. If Tom Brady missed, okay, he can do that. He's earned that.
I mean, so if I bring up examples of guys who've never won anything, is that make it okay?
No, he's saying he can't. I don't have a problem with the way he phrased
it. I just think, like, this is why I always, as a former athlete, I'm trying to like give you guys the voice of reason. This is why athletes feel they're superior. It's a job. You don't eat, sleep, breathe, and die with your job.
I do.
With your sales job.
Well,
a lot of people don't.
A lot of people aren't doing what we do. And even then, like when I had like there, so you say all the time you don't feel like training.
But I do.
But what I'm saying, when you don't want to do it or you go do something else, you take other – like if – all right, perfect example. If you did just your quarterback, if you – like the what the expectations they're having, uh-huh. If you took that to – you can't do that and radio. You like all of your jobs and you put a lot of energy into all your jobs, but you don't do it just one. Because no, that's not being a well-rounded individual. Like that's how people go crazy and snap. Like, you need something.
But I think it's a fair
concern. I'm not mad
at it. Like, yeah, I can get with him on the
plus. The other side of it is, again, he's not snowboarding. He is working out. He is doing all the other
things. He's doing what he feels is making him a better football player.
Again, which made him a two-time consecutive Pro Bowl.
That's very right. Very right.
I just don't.
528 says, I'm okay with Coughlin saying what he said. I'm also okay with Jalen not coming. Jalen should be with this team. Coughlin has the right to say, has to say he wants the players there. He has to. No, he could say he would like to have 100% participation. That's fine. He can say that. But that's not what he said.
Yes, and I got cut 5%.
Hold on, I'm gonna get back to the top. I'm trying to go like down. We've got so many of these things. 563. I expect it from Ramsey, but very disappointed with Telvin's. He's our heartbeat. Oh.
You need a better heartbeat. You got a bad heart, bro.
Yeah. 247, the only way to have Jalen in the voluntary program is to sign him to a long-term deal averaging $5 million a year. Oh, no, it's going to take a lot more than that. Yeah. Drum roll, please. Hire his dad as a Jaguars trainer for $10 million a year.
No.
Wink, wink. I don't think his dad wants anything.
I don't think he would. I don't think he would do that. And it's, again, like I said it yesterday, it's just a completely different field. Very qualified. I don't want to, like knock a strength and conditioning coach. Just difference. It's a difference between being a team strength and conditioning coach and being a performance trainer, which is what his father does, and he's really good at it.
Let me get through these, and then we got to get to 8 o'clock. 385, how would any of us respond if our boss asked us to participate in a voluntary work event when we were already working from home? Fair. Says, check yourself first, fans. 528 goes on to say, yes, that's what he was talking about. Tom was admitting they had to get rid of Blake and bring in a better quarterback. That's not what he said.
He did not say that.
It's not what he said.
It's very clear and very precise when he said all players need to be here, and we all knew that only two players weren't here.
And he called the people who weren't there selfish. And
like very precise, and like Tom knows how to speak, and he knows how to he does voice inflection very well, because the one things that I remember from it were we have an obligation. Mm-hmm. Like he made sure he enunciated obligation and used his big boy, his fear and trembling in his voice.
263 said that's why people are upset they weren't 11-5. I'm with you 100%, 263. Just for this time last year, I'm not sure anybody would be saying this.
Can we hear TC enunciate
real quick?
Championship teams are dominated by selfless individuals who recognize that the welfare of the team must always be paramount to any other consideration.
I mean,
not very subtle.
I think he was moving his mouth a lot, like from side to side. He wasn't always on the mic. He was
preaching.
He's reading.
No, I'm saying there's preachers who have their sermon there. He was very Southern Baptist.
TC Jakes.
Huh? TC Jakes. Oh, I got you. 647 says big game. You asked Breeze to get you a water.
Yes. And that's why I'm not welcome back to New Orleans. You're not supposed to do that. I should have known my role. Now, again, everybody has different things. If it were me and me going to there, I would be at voluntary workouts. One, I would need the money. Two, I would also understand where I'm at on the team's priority list. I got 53.
All players are not equal.
Yeah. I mean, just like your job. There are people who.
To prove that all players are not equal, that's why we're saying Telvin should be there and Jalen should. 703 says, do we know where Telvin is and is he training? No idea. I'm assuming so. He's a professional. He didn't get to that part by not training in the offseason. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he is training. Slide through boost, Elvin.
Please. Please.
So we can get video of you training.
Drop the black card. We accept American Express. Not all training facilities.
I prefer Visa because it's
less fees.
Yeah.
Cash.
In fact, if you want to bring cash on me, that's Amex kills you.
Great cash, homie.
8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
I kind of feel like we've been doing 8 o'clock now for an hour and 10 minutes.
It's Friday. It's Petty Friday. A lot of these texts are extremely petty, which is cool. It's what we do on Fridays.
It's what we do on the Sports Day.
Pretty much. It's just formalized.
Hate o'clock brought to you by Loose Air Quality. If you got bad air quality, just go to looseairquality.com, L-U-C-E, airquality.com. We've been telling you guys about this every single night for a while now. And some of you have been putting it off, and you know that your air is crappy. Get it done. Just get it done. Have it tested. Then you know exactly what's going on. It could be fine. Maybe you just stink. Call 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. Florida's expert indoor environmental professionals right here in Jacksonville. They'll get to you in no time at all. These are completely certified and registered and all that kind of stuff. Tons of 5-star reviews. They got you covered. LooseAirQuality.com. Yeah, Dom hit us up with something that we were sent earlier about your boy Leon Searcy. Oh, you see who edited it?
He edited. Did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
My favorite, lemon pepper.
Leon Searcy's Wikipedia page now says Leon Searcy is an American football coach, former player, and lemon pepper wing enthusiast.
I unfortunately, they've changed it.
Yeah, I went and looked at it as soon as I saw it.
Who's they?
Somebody on Wikipedia came in.
Like, it just, if you don't put a source for the information, I think it's easier for them to go back quickly and change it. And they have just like a bunch of volunteers that basically run Wikipedia. That's like once a year when Wikipedia bombards you with those, like, please give us $2 banner ads.
Oh, yeah.
They go to those people.
Oh, that Dom actually said that. He said, actually, I didn't include a source, so they'll probably change it. Still is up for a while.
Still funny, though.
It is funny.
And I got a screenshot, so it'll last forever.
So does Dom.
Yes.
716 says, Telvin is training with Jameis on the trampoline on the beach.
God, please no. Please no. Please no.
Hey, Telvin's getting it in at Fudge Fitness.
That might be the text of the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awful.
540 says, if you are a Jalen Ramsey fan, you should not want him to be a Jaguar. Am I wrong? Yes, you're wrong. Yeah.
Why wouldn't I want him to be a Jaguar? I want him to stay forever. I want him to be a big part of the Lot J experience. Well, I mean, whether as a player or a coach, whenever it gets done.
Lot Jalen.
Ah, see what you did there.
716 says, man, y'all are killing us on the Duval 4 text line. I love it. It's like the old days here. JJ, there have been days.
Y'all used to get hella hate.
No. I meant killing us like in a good way.
Oh, lots.
Okay. There were days where we couldn't even read the text because they were coming in so quick the screen wouldn't stay still. Remember when we did the midday show? The first time we did it?
Yeah.
When was that?
It was 2016 probably.
They were on vacay or something?
It was like a holiday, yeah.
Yeah. And we were on with one of the people from it. With T-Wig, and we had to set the record for most texting. It was unbelievable.
Do you remember anything what you were talking about?
Oh yeah, I absolutely do. We were talking about how as fans you have every right to be PO'd and question the Jaguars because when they couldn't win a thing. And everybody was like, should Gus even be here?
Oh my God.
And it was when they were trying to sell season tickets, and oh, I absolutely remember. 528 says, can we send Hacker on assignment to interview Jalen and Telvin about the comments?
That'd be interesting. Can we have a camera?
Who is Stork?
Brian Stork.
Oh. 716 says, crazy to think how the 2013 Seminoles almost all busted out. I guess he's saying aren't playing anymore.
I mean, Kelvin Benjamin's still playing. Nick O'Leary's still playing. Jameis Winston got an extension and is thrown for 4,000 yards all but one season, which I'm not saying that makes him great. I'm just saying, like, Carlos definitely was. I mean, it was very pick and choose. Like, Devonta Freeman is balling. There's a lot of guys who are, but that's the nature of the NFL.
JJ, you want to hear the funniest thing from the press conference yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, so they were presenting Baptist CEO.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Green with a jersey, like a framed jersey. And James didn't know who it was. James had no idea who that was.
Yeah, I didn't hear his name.
They gave him the jersey, and on the back it said Green, and James seriously thought they were giving him Rashad Green's jersey. James like, why are they giving him Rashad's jersey?
The worst wide receiver.
Yeah, I was very
offended. That's hilarious, dude. Hey, remember that one time he did return a punt? Never forget.
Which is why I always laugh when people are like, oh, you're such an FSU homer. I was like, you clearly have never heard me talk about Rashard.
Is he still on the team?
Yes.
No, he's not on
the team. He's not now.
No, yeah. He's
not. So that was a throwback jersey.
James' face like, what? They don't like this guy? Like,
this guy is clearly not paying enough money for season 2.
At least give him a Telvin jersey.
Like, we didn't. The one thing I will say this is that nobody spent enough time talking about what the real story out of this. Tom Coughlin made us bury the lead.
What's the lead?
The real story is, one, Shad Khan coming that thing with a clean haircut. I mean, it was definitely smooth. Like, I mean, it was crispy. The sweats when it was hot. Not mad at the sweats.
It wasn't the weather it is today. It was It was a lot warmer that day.
In the leather jacket.
Yeah.
With a Nike, all black. With the Nike mock turtle.
Right.
In honor of Tiger.
Yeah, like showing nobody and nobody batted an eye. Everybody was just like, well, okay, we're cool. Everybody else is in suits. Clean, dressed to the nines.
You didn't have sweats on.
Dude, that was a sweat.
I don't think that was sweats.
What were it? Was it velour?
I don't know.
I mean, was it velvet?
I don't think
you had a velvet suit on?
I don't think it was sweats.
My man came.
I bet you that leather jacket costs more than our
without a
our
doubt.
Trucks.
So did his sweatsuit. My man came in, like, he just got off the yacht and was like, you know what? There's something going on. Let me slide through, see what's popping at the State of the Union. See how much money I'm making in this city. So I could buy more. So
you
play talk more
about
Monopoly.
You want to talk about a guy that just drips swag. Like, y'all all fake swag. Like, that's real.
Only a billionaire can have a mustache like that and pull it off.
It's not even just the mustache.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
The stash is profitable.
Everything about him. Like, everything about him, he's just like, I'm here. We can start.
That's my boat outside.
Yeah.
I, you know what? To your point, because Terrence T has told me some stuff too, with some events that they've been in. When he walks, like, the event don't start if he's not there. If he overslept and we're supposed to start
at
10:30, then, oh, God, where's Shad? We have all these people waiting. People mad, like, people who would normally be like, this is unprofessional.
TC.
I can't believe when he walks, hey, Mr. Khan, how are you doing? Like they may be like, oh, I can't believe he's wearing that. Hey!
James even
really
went out
clue.
Of his way to shake his hand yesterday.
I did. I wanted to get a
what
picture.
What kind of shake does he have? Be honest.
Hey, it was good.
Well, okay, good.
Because I would have
that
like,
makes
I,
me feel
now,
better.
Because people know that I'm going to say what I want to say. It doesn't mean he's not rich. It's just like what we talk about with Russell. Russell's rich, but he's like, I don't like weak handshakes. I talked about our former governor, very bad. It was like when he shook my hand, it was like a limp, like a dead fish. I'm like, oh my God, I can't vote for a guy in good conscience with a handshake. Like, now I got better. Over eight years, which is good. He was practicing. But Shad had a nice, firm handshake, and I felt comfortable in the direction of where the AEW is going.
Oh, nice.
The front bumper of my Ford.
What about Fulham? They just got relegated.
I don't really care about what happens across the pond, but I felt good with a lot of his business ventures.
That's why I dap people up, because I'm scared that my handshake won't be great enough.
It's really not hard to give a good handshake.
You also don't want to be too aggressive.
No, you don't squeeze. It's that point where you feel your tendons tighten up. That's where you know you're good.
Right. It's just a good
grip, yeah.
Like, don't be the guy to squeeze the fingertips.
No.
That person sucks.
God.
No.
Like, I actually tell them, stop.
Terrible.
And then don't be the guy that has a measuring contest with every handshake, because being a big guy, guys want to try to crush me and then get mad when I give them back that same energy.
And don't be the guy that looks down when you shake somebody's hand. That's why I hate a clock. Yeah. I hate that. Like, where were you people born? Stop looking down at the ground when you're shaking my hand. And I know.
Head and eyes up.
Exactly. It's not that hard.
I think it just made me think. I think our owner's dope. I just wish he would check the old man every now and then.
You think
TC gets mad when, like, Shad's late to things?
Probably. That, you know what?
Oh, my. Might
and
give
Shad
him
looks
some,
like the type of guy that'll be like, you know what? I'm mad at him today, or I'm bored, so I want to get a little amusement. So I'm going to show up to this meeting 15 minutes late just to piss him off. I want to see what he's going to say. He's mad, cussing out, walk in, and he has to get flush that system, get all that redness out.
Do you think – okay, real talk. Do you think – Shad should be more involved with, like, the players?
No, that's not his place.
Mm.
Here's where I'm going with this is I think there's a fine line there. I think that is somebody, and I don't know how involved he is, but that is somebody that they look at and they respect, and he's not from a necessarily a football perspective, like what Jerry Jones does is asinine.
Right.
But from just a maybe a explaining mentorship, like business, you know what I mean? I think that would be something that they could look at as a differentiating factor here in Jacksonville.
Like speeches to the team and whatnot? I'm sure he does that.
No, not speeches. No, like, okay.
Like individually taking players aside. Shots a minority, right?
Shots a minority. How many other minority NFL owners are there?
Zero, right?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to talk about having something to sell to players, is develop that relationship, develop that program, develop that whatever you want to call it that says, hey, look, guys, this is what you do here. This is how, if you want to start a business, this is what you do. This is the resources you can use. This is how I did it. Like, you think he should get a little bit more into that kind of stuff and use that platform, or do you just think it's kind of, eh?
Nah,
guys wouldn't be as interested as I think they would be.
Yeah, I think he's a guy who'll be here and be involved as the people he puts in charge say they need him involved.
So no, like, I got that. But okay, let's say.
Because he has a lot of other things that he needs to be responsible for.
Give me the first NFL owner that pops in your mind.
Jerry.
Okay.
But right now, Kraft.
I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
Who?
Let's say Jerry. Let's say Jerry says, James, I'm going to sit down with you and I want to talk business. Like, I'm going to explain to you how I do business. And he tells you how he made the come up.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be more interested in him or Shot?
I'd be way more interested to hear Shot.
Exactly.
Because that's more, neither one of them are realistic for me, but that's way more realistic.
Jerry's going to be drunk, though, and he's going to have some badass stories. And
yeah, no, I'm just.
But relatable, yeah.
Maybe it's a stupid idea.
Not
I just,
Jerry.
I don't know. It was something I thought of while he was standing up there yesterday. I just thought of, man, this guy don't care. He literally doesn't care what a single person in that room thinks. He's got this Lot J thing. He's got this amphitheater. And I think it's hysterical, by the way, how they're counting the amphitheater gross revenue as part of football. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. He don't care. He's building it. Like, he walked into a city that hadn't built anything downtown since when? Burtman Plaza was half finished. And this dude's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to throw $1 billion into this. Like, because I can. Like, think about that. I don't know. I think it'd be somebody that guys would listen to.
When you try to buy Wembley Stadium, you're like on another level of rich. That is amazing.
I think that was a flex.
Well, he didn't get it. They didn't let him get it. So.
When you start a wrestling league.
Man, I could start a wrestling league right now, bro.
Not to the point where WWE literally takes people's shirts off that wear.
Apparently at the
They were chanting that at WrestleMania.
Exactly. That's what Hack said. They had to tell people to shut up. It reminds me of the Miami spring practice.
Wait. I love that.
Hold on, time out.
That makes me like Shot even more.
Y'all, wait. I'm not a wrestling guy. All right? I'm not. But this WWE thing y'all speak of happened in America? And so you're telling me there were a bunch of people that were there to watch fake wrestling and get censored?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just curious. Wow.
The outcome, again, the outcomes are fake. It's very real.
It's real wrestling.
It's very real.
Fake outcomes.
Which, if you listen to people about the NFL right now, they believe some of the outcomes
censorship
are a little fake.
Was real or fake?
No, the censorship was real, but it's all about – I believe that they're behind it. It's a genius marketing. Like, you want to get more – you want to get people talking about your new venture? Put them with your biggest competition.
Smack dab in the
middle
of, like, their biggest show.
So every time they censor them, it just makes more people talk about the AEW.
716, so sometimes you got to glance down to make sure they're not trying to dap. Nothing worse than holding someone's fist.
That's true.
There is something worse. We've talked about this before. If you have some type of deformity on your hand, I need to know before.
You need to inform me.
Yes.
That's on you, bro.
I mean, we did talk. I told you about my Uncle Tiger.
Yeah.
He had 3 fingers. Best, strongest handshake I've ever had.
Did he have a thumb?
Yeah, thumb, okay. Trigger, middle.
So mine ring and no pinky.
Mine is the people, because there's a lot of football players that fit this bill, that their pinky doesn't straighten out.
Oh, yeah.
So you go to shake their hand, you're like, what the heck is that? Sitting in my palm.
I saw Anthony Munoz and like his fingers. Oh, yeah. Like, Or who's the guy who's
the wide receiver
on Monday Night Football who does, like, they have the little, he sits in the chair that just that people that complains and like they have him on field.
Booger.
Yeah. Like Booger's hands are doing like the West Side.
He's eating W's?
Yeah, he's eating W's. Like just like
that's probably where Jameis got it. He saw Booger's hands was like, man, that dude's lucky.
Booger was
his hand makes a W.
Booger was actually eating though. And he was licking his fingers. And he just, the middle and the ring finger cross.
That's my only thing about shaking hands. If you have some type of deformity, I feel for you. I'm not making fun of you. Just, you got to give me a heads up. Or if I could feel, if I'm, because then when I'm startled, I feel stupid. I feel bad. All right, when we get back, we got to get some draft talk. I tried this a little while back, but we've got to do that. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
He retired. Eminem retired.
He had that song, him and Machine Gun Kelly, who's like another white rapper, had like a diss track back and forth, and that's the last time I heard from him. That was, I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago. He got buried by that kid, honestly.
Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly's one was better.
But I still got to respect him, I mean.
But Eminem has more...
longevity.
Yeah. He's a GOAT.
Yeah.
Disturbing, but...
Where do you stand on Eminem, Danny?
I like Eminem.
Okay.
Yeah, no problems with Eminem. Chad Reuter, NFL Network, his latest mock draft, it's a 7-round mock draft. Again, do they get enough clicks to validate? I guess they just do enough of them that they just kind of spreadsheet this thing out, I guess. But you got to write a capsule for almost every one. It's craziness. I'm not that motivated of a man. Round one, he has – this is crazy. Kyler Murray going one. I'll give you each two guesses on who he's got going number two.
Bosa?
No.
Kyler Murray's going one.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Oliver?
No.
Whoa.
Nope. Go ahead. Somebody?
Just tell us.
Y'all are so boring. No Quinnen Williams guess?
No. That's who it is?
Nope. Drew Lock.
Whoa.
Yep.
Spicy.
Says the Raiders trade up, and John Gruden gets his quarterback moving up two spots. Gruden coached Locke at the Senior Bowl. It's easy to see him appreciating the former Missouri quarterback's demeanor and physical tools.
By the way, did you hear about the Raiders today?
Yes.
They got, whoa.
Talk about trust issues.
Whoa.
Yeah. Did you see what his wife said?
Whose?
Mayock's wife.
No.
She said, like, he takes his draft book to the bathroom. Like, he doesn't even leave it around her.
Dude.
Some of these chicks are trifling, bro.
Chris Brazy made a song about it.
Okay.
You're not loyal.
Now, see, our guy was right. The guy that texted in earlier about he wants people to eat, breathe, and sleep their job. There you go.
Mike Mayock.
Mike Mayock.
Yeah.
He's got Nick Bosa going 3, Quinnen Williams going 4. Another big surprise at 5, he's got the New York Giants taking a quarterback, but it's not Dwayne Haskins. And I've already told you that Drew Locke and Kyler Murray were drafted. He's got Daniel Jones going 5. He's got Josh Allen going 6. He's got the Jags taken. Ed Oliver.
Sick.
At 7. I won't read all these, but I'll tell you he's got Dwayne Haskins going 9 to the Dolphins.
So 3 quarterbacks, 4 quarterbacks in the top 10?
Yep. Yep, that's his first round. He's got Juwan Taylor going 13, Devin White going 11. I'm shocked that DK Metcalf is still being mocked this high. He's at 15. Who were you talking about earlier? Rashawn Gary? No. Who's the linebacker? Devin? No. Yeah, Devin Bush. Yeah, he's got Bush going 20. He's got Brian Burns going 19.
Walter Football got Brian Burns going to the Lions.
What pick?
8.
Oh, wow.
Montez Sweat going 9 to the Bills.
Second round. Chad Reuter has on this slow computer that I've got in front of me. Somebody reset the dial up. He's got Deebo Samuel going 34.
Okay.
Tight end Irv Smith going 36 to the Patriots. He's got the Jags at pick 38 taken. Offensive tackle Caleb McGarry from Washington. Okay. I can get with that. I don't know anything about him, but okay. See, all those receivers I was naming in the third round are all coming off the board, though, in his. He's got Paris Campbell going 42. Our boy Chase Winovich coming off at 45. Ryan Finley, whoa, at 46.
That's early.
Yeah. Let's see. Rockyson at 49. Amani Hooker at 50. Greedy Williams really falling all the way to 52? Chauncey Gardner-Johnson at 53. Let's see if there's any other ones that do anything for me. Miko Hardman, I mentioned him earlier, 63. Man, I was way off on these. I thought these were all guys you'd get in the third round. Now let's go to round
three. Which means
they'll
all be available in round four.
Third day, guys.
Yep.
Let's go round three now. Let's see what old Chad's got to say about round three. Round three. Deontay Thompson, safety from Alabama, going to the Jags with pick number 69. Said Thompson could go late in the second round if there's a big run at the position early Friday evening. The Jags would love to see one of those talented defenders fall to them, though, as they try to replace Deshaun Gibson. So he's got him going safety, or he's got him going defense two of the first three picks. Greg Little at 72, man, what has happened to Greg Little? What did he do? Like, you're talking about somebody that's fallen. Greg Little was top 10 at one point. 72 to the Bengals. Will Greer coming off the board at 73 to the Patriots.
That's a good landing spot for him.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
You think he's earlier?
No.
Later?
I just don't think the Patriots take him.
Okay.
I don't think he's earlier than that. No. Riley Ridley going off 90 to the Cowboys. How many receivers they need? Terry McLaurin, another receiver from Ohio State, 93. Jags at number 98, taking Texas A&M junior running back Travion Williams. So they go, according to Chad Reuter, they go D-line, O-line, safety, running back. So still no tight end. You know, it's crazy. Maybe I've missed it. I still haven't seen Ja'Kai Polites. I'm sorry, but if Ja'Kai Polites there in the that deep in the third round, you got to take him, right?
The Jags?
No, I'm not saying the Jags. I'm talking about anybody.
Oh.
No, not the Jags.
Third, fourth round.
Right, at some like point, you have to, right?
Maurice Claret guy. Like, you know, like you, Maurice Claret was a turd and all the things that he did, but it doesn't cost you anything.
Is Ja'Kai Polite a turd or is he just lazy?
I don't
think Has he had legal problems or anything?
No, I just don't. I think Ja'Kai Polite does not really want to play football. I think he's playing it for everybody else. And it showed. Like I said, like when people were like, oh, he's a baby. I'm like, he's an investment. Like if I draft him, I'm making him go to counseling.
Yeah.
Like I'm making
him. But he hasn't had legal problems or anything like that, right?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I just think he doesn't take critique well. He's out of shape, overweight, and he's got bad people in his corner, or he doesn't have people in his corner that he trusts.
Pick 109, the Jags taking Foster Moreau, tight end out of LSU.
I wish I knew who he was.
I'd love to give you a breakdown. Devin Singletary going 115. Running back out of FAU. Gardner Minshew going 114.
But Devin has the production. He just doesn't have like the other things that you need from out of your running back.
Bryce Love, 123.
Injury, not bad. I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't mind taking him.
Yeah. Jarrett Stidham, 125. Trying to see if there's anybody else. No. What round do the Jags not have a pick in? Is it the fifth or the sixth?
I don't know.
Well, you think we would know by now. We've only talked about it a million times. Let me go through this. Let's see. Isaac Nauta coming off the board at 146.
I'd take Isaac late.
Brett Rippon, quarterback from Boise, coming off at 149.
No fifth rounder.
No fifth rounder. Clayton Thorson, quarterback from Northwestern, 154. Man, he's got a serious run on quarterbacks here.
Two thirds.
Yeah, I already got to those. So we do have a sixth.
I'm looking at one that has them taking Benny Snell in the fourth round.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'd take that before I'd take Bryce Love. They both kind of got beat up.
Well, Bryce Love literally.
Yeah, tore his ACL. Right.
Voshon Joseph coming off at 176 in the sixth round? Wow. Jags taking a wide receiver out of Ohio State in the sixth round named Johnny Dixon.
Oh, yeah. Definitely one.
Just for name quality, bring him to camp.
Remember Ben Burke-Irvin?
No.
Supposed to be a first rounder? Pick number 181.
What position does he play?
Linebacker.
From where?
Washington. He's one of the names you gave us in our game, which we haven't played in forever.
I was waiting until next week right before the draft to refresh our minds on some of these guys. Awesome. And some past presidents and whatnot.
Well, you find somebody that you like, right, around – like you draft early in round two. Do you package your two-thirds and try to get back in there?
Depends who's there. You like? Yeah, I mean, if you got it, if one of the tight ends that you value is still there or something like that. This is interesting. Where did you say Benny Snell was coming off fourth?
Yes, 109.
They've got him at 196 in this one.
Whew.
Going to the Jets. Trace McSorley, the quarterback from Penn State, at 195.
That's the thing. When you're mocking this late in the draft, you really have no idea because teams aren't picking, like, the best players most of the time.
No, but
they're picking the needs.
But I will tell you this. I think it's interesting. I think it shows you – I like to read these mock drafts late because, like, Easton Stick has picked 200.
Another great name.
If I had time, like I it shows you, I think, what people think the value of each position is. Meaning?
Running back's way down there. Not valuable at all.
Right. Like, people aren't willing to take the risk of losing this guy and having to sign a free agency. They want to make sure they lock him up. And really, in the seventh round, you'd almost rather be a free agent, wouldn't you?
Pick where you go.
You get to pick.
Y'all care about the seventh round?
Course, we might as well finish it up.
That's true. I could have just done team by team. I didn't realize it was an option until I just clicked seven round. Seventh round, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't see. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, exactly what I thought. Amike Igbuli.
Solid.
Linebacker from Houston.
Not the Houston player I want, but.
We already got him, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Let's see who the last. Byron Cowart? That's a name I haven't heard forever. Former number one overall recruit that went to Auburn?
Joe's son.
Transferred to Maryland, right?
Yep, transferred to Maryland. Pick 244.
He's Ja'Kai Polite without production.
Yeah.
So he has off-the-field issues.
Funny story. So you know I do my Army camp series. Mm-hmm. So I went to Armwood, and I did it. And I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, grown man.
This grown man that's looking like that. Said, oh, that's the kid who decided not to go back out of his commitment. He's like, I'm so glad to have him. We're a better team right now without him.
Wow.
That's what his high school coach said. He's like, he's a talented, probably the most talented prospect I had, but only showed up when he wanted to. And other friends who I knew who coached against him in the area, we had one coach on, a couple of them. Played coached against them, and they all said the same thing. And I was just like, "Wow!" So we dodged the bullet because I thought Florida State was going to get them.
I thought it went down to Florida Auburn.
No, it did. I'm saying before it went to that point.
All right, yep, we got to take our final break. We'll be right back. I tell you the difference between
me and them. They're trying to get you're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
That's going to be James in a couple months. It's going to be Friday.
Nah, I'll be throwing the parties. Hopefully we don't suck, man. That's the one thing I told Tag. I was like, bro, you messed up my money, bro. You know how hard it is to throw a tailgate at noon?
Like, scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants that. They're like, oh, just do Bloody Marys. And I drank a Bloody Mary, and it's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like awful. Bloody it's like Marys drinking either. Thick, cold tomato soup.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But yeah, when football season rolls around, you'll have Friday nights off, and I'll be here with Hacker till midnight.
That sounds amazing. Talk about Blue Chews, and he'll have a baby. Hacker's going to Hacker have the baby by then, right?
I'm a sausage guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Actually, it's like 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up.
I want to know what he's going to be like. His whole life's about to change.
What if he just becomes like the most mature guy? Like, I can't even picture it.
Come on now.
Yeah, what am I saying?
Yeah. That's breath you're never going to get back.
Like, I hate to be the person because I hate it when people did it to me. But his whole life is really about to change.
Yes, drastically.
Awesome.
He knows that, though. He's been going to like so many parenting classes and stuff.
Don't do that.
Parenting classes are like Lamaze classes.
Parenting.
It don't give
some
you...
with just guys, some with mixed. Listen, he's doing it all, man.
Listen, man. Florida. When that thing comes out, you have there is nothing, no book that can prepare you for what's about to happen.
Florida and Texas are talking about a home and home series.
Yeah, I'm with that. I like
that's
that.
Awesome. Actually, I mean, I don't
like 2035.
Honestly, really?
Yeah, it's way.
That's way out. Ago. I don't like it. It's 2030 and 2031, but I think it's cool. Like, if I'm Florida, I'm not playing any of these people. I don't have to play any of these people.
What are you doing for Easter?
What am I doing for Easter? I'm going to church.
Oh, okay, cool.
I hope that's what you're doing for Easter.
Not going to church. We're doing egg hunts and stuff tomorrow, though. You know, Hallmark on white entertainment television type stuff with his godfather. Huh.
I'm not doing it yet.
Oh, I got a coach too. We're gonna probably try. I'm gonna try to run up the score. So if your kid's playing us tomorrow, it's not personal. I'm trying to build character. I'll get you an MFTK shirt.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday. Hope you guys have a great Easter weekend. Thank you guys for listening. Tell your friends about us. You can go check us out on SoundCloud, either the Sports 10 SoundCloud or 1010XL SoundCloud, either one. Share it. Tell everybody about it. We'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
My age, the mind starts playing tricks.
It's funny.